From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Syria's military says at least 80 soldiers were killed when U.S.-led coalition warplanes struck a base near the Deir el-Zor airport. Syrian state media quote a military statement as saying dozens of soldiers were killed in the attack. A Russian military spokesman says at least 62 soldiers were dead, while the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 83 had died. U.S. officials said the raid was halted when it was learned they might have struck Syrian military forces. At the same time, the observatory said that Syrian government forces killed 5 civilians Saturday. The monitoring group says a woman and a child were killed in Taubaseh in the central Homs province. It says 2 men were killed outside Damascus and a child was killed in Aleppo province. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country is upholding its commitments to the Syrian ceasefire agreement. However, he cast doubt over the United States' commitment to the deal. Speaking in Kyrgyzstan, Mr. Putin said Washington was deviating from its own call for openness. He said, "I would like us to be honest with each other, and only in this case will we be able to move towards common goals. I do not understand why certain agreements should be concealed, but of course we will not disclose the details until our American partners agree to this." A ceasefire agreement was announced last week in Geneva. Hostilities should have paused Monday to clear the way for humanitarian aid to flow unhindered into Syria. The UN Security Council canceled a meeting Friday set to discuss that agreement. Russia said the United States canceled it the last minute. The United States said it wanted to preserve security. This is VOA News. On the campaign trail, Republican nominee Donald Trump was in Texas Saturday while Hillary Clinton is relying on surrogates to campaign for her in Ohio. Speaking in Houston, Texas, to the Remembrance Project, a group that advocates for families whose relatives were killed by illegal aliens, Trump said Border Patrol agents have warned him his opponent's plans are dangerous.
They've warned that Hillary Clinton's plan would put the entire country in grave danger. I fully understand that. They called it radical, deeply dangerous, and warned it would trigger an unprecedented national crisis.
Critics have said the Remembrance Project uses families of victims to promote a hateful political agenda. Meanwhile, Clinton's former opponent, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren are campaigning for the Democratic candidate in Ohio. Recent polls have shown that Clinton has a narrow lead over Trump with just 52 days until the election. Pope Francis has encouraged European countries to welcome refugees fleeing violence in order to reduce terror and foster a greater sense of humanity and hospitality. Speaking Saturday in Rome to alumni of Jesuit schools in Europe, Francis said that authentic hospitality is our greatest security against hateful acts of terrorism. He said, "I encourage you to welcome refugees into your homes and communities so that their first experience of Europe is not the traumatic experience of sleeping cold on the streets, but one of warm human welcome." Francis noted that there are more than 65 million people in the world forcibly displaced, a number he called beyond imagination. President Obama used his weekly media address to urge the U.S. Congress to do its job, in his words. The president called on Republicans in the House and Senate to pass legislation to fight the Zika virus, to provide relief for flood victims in the state of Louisiana, and to consider his Supreme Court nominee, Merrick Garland.
None of these things should be controversial. All of it is within our reach. This is America. We can do anything. We just need a Congress that works as hard as you do.
Mr. Obama urged voters to contact their representatives, and if they were not satisfied with the response, in his words, you know what to do in November. And authorities in Seaside Park called off a 5K race Saturday morning after a pipe bomb exploded in a trash bin near the event. No one was injured in the blast in New Jersey. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.